On the second night of Pesach, we start counting the Omer. We have a biblical mitzvah in the time of the temple. They would bring an Omer sacrifice that morning, and we would start counting from there, meaning here in Eretz Yisrael, it's the first night of Chol Moed, and Chutz Lartz, it's the second night of the Seder, the second night of Pesach. We make a blessing on the counting of the Omer. It's written in your Siddurim, and then every night, from then on, we count. Tonight is the first night of the Omer, second night, third night, fourth night, fifth night. I'm just taking advantage now that we're about to start the meal to cover a few halachot that you guys need to know, and you won't have Machon Meir to tell you because you're out on the break. So on that night, now, if you miss a night, you can make it up the following morning, only without a blessing. If you missed the night and you didn't make it up the following morning, then from the next night onward, you should count every night, but you can no longer make the blessing on the count. What is the trick to not missing? Number one, try to always daven with a minyan the nights of Sfiras HaOmer. Number two, anytime you remember Sfiras HaOmer, you can count any night. If it's the night has fallen and you haven't yet gotten to a minyan, but you suddenly remember, hey, Sfiras HaOmer, make a blessing and count then. When you'll be in shul, you won't make another blessing, obviously. You'll count with the shul, but without a blessing, because you already made the blessing earlier. Once nightfall hits, you can make a blessing and do the count. So the second you remember, count. Throughout the night, every time you remember, hey, suddenly it's Sfiras HaOmer, count, without a blessing. If you already counted in shul, the fact that you count again and again, there's nothing wrong with that. You say the same number a second time and a third time, that's fine. You say tonight's the third night, tonight's the third night, tonight's the third night of the Omer. That's fine. But by doing that, you'll never miss a night. Because every time throughout the night, at some point you'll remember. And finally get into the habit of counting before you go to bed with your nighttime Kriya Shema. If you're in that habit, then that will also help you not to miss. I recommend in the morning after davening, like the Sfaradim do, right after Shachrit, you say the count again. Some people have SMSs that remind them. That doesn't cover you on Friday night and Matzei Shabbos necessarily, or when you're at a wedding. These are good habits that Rav Nerio used to say, that once you adopt them, they help you not forget. So again, we start the count on the first night of Chol HaMoed here in Israel, which is the second Seder, the night of the second Seder in Chutz Lartz. On Pesach, we are going to stop saying Mashiv Ruach Morda Geshem in Shmon Esrei. We're going to switch to Morda Tal for Nusach Sfarad, as Ashkenazim, just leave it as a blank. Everyone could say Morda Tal, and many in Israel have that custom. We're also going to switch in the blessing of the years from saying Betein Talu Matal Livrachal Pnei Adama. We're going to switch to saying Betein Bracha. That's relevant the first day of Chol HaMoed, right? The Vitein Bracha. Okay, now, the first night we come to Shul, Bini, give me a minute. The first night we come to Shul, the custom is that in Shul we also say the Hallel. Some have the custom to make a blessing on that Hallel, others do not. But we say the Hallel in Shul following the evening prayer. We sing the Hallel in Shul, the first night of Pesach. And for those who are in Chutz Lartz, the first two nights of Pesach. And with that, we go over to the meal. Yes.